Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministry. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And I want to wish everyone a happy, blessed Good Friday. Amen. Praise God. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows through partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
To our God.
I don't care how you're feeling right now. Sing hallelujah.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
God. Psalm 59 and 10 says, my God, Elohim, in his loving kindness, chastity, will meet me. God will let me look triumphantly upon my foes. Elohim, chastity means God of mercy. God of mercy, you know how we are formed. You remember that we are dust. In your loving kindness, you showed us mercy. From everlasting to everlasting, your love is with those who fear you, and your righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep your covenant. God of mercy, you show favor to your people, and you have restored many from captivity. You have forgiven our iniquity and covered all of our sin. In your mercy, you have withdrawn your fury and turned away from your burning anger. Surely your salvation is near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell in our hearts and in our land. Your kind, loving kindness and trust have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And for that, we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. And again, happy Good Friday to each and every one of you. And again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Sacrifice. If you pour out your flow in my heart and permeate all my soul. All my soul is yours. All my soul. All my soul. All my soul. All my soul is yours.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Trust Me. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, where it says, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Amen. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from Psalms chapter 61, verses 2 through 4. And it says, from the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. To God be the glory. And my third scripture reading is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 in the New King James Version. And it says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, of being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title of this message is, Trust Me and Don't Be Afraid. Many things feel out of control. Your routines are not running smoothly. You tend to feel more secure when your life is predictable. Let me lead you to the rock that is higher than you and your circumstances. Take refuge in the shelter of my wings, where you are absolutely secure. When you are shaken out of your comfortable routines, grip my hand tightly and look for growth opportunities. Instead of bemoaning the loss of your comfort, accept the challenge of something new. I lead you on from glory to glory, making you fit for my kingdom. Say yes to the ways I work in your life. Trust me and don't be afraid. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was to me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God of mercy, we confess that sometimes we might make light of your mercy. Because of your mercy, we have been given second chance after second chance. You have shown us forgiveness and withheld the full consequences that our actions deserve. Forgive us for not acknowledging the power of your mercy, for not remembering what you have spared us from, and for not giving you the full devotion of our heart. Restore us, God of mercy, for you have turned your indignation away from us. Revive us again, that we may rejoice in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God.
And answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no more than enough.
Hallelujah. somebody praise somebody. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship his name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before him. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. God of mercy, thank you for showing us your loving kindness. Thank you for granting us salvation, not only for eternity, but also in history. Thank you for speaking peace and mercy to your people, to your godly ones. Thank you for showing us mercy and empowering us to turn away from folly. We are grateful that your truth and mercy springs from the earth and that your compassion looks down from heaven. Indeed, God of mercy, you will give what is good for us, and our life will yield its produce. Mercy and peace go before you, preparing a path that we can follow. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord.
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Set up.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's bring it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people. Come on, lift Him up with
triumph in you. You're in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I'm the victory.
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift him up.
Oh, lift him up. Rejoice.
And shout unto him.
And shout
unto him. Come on, you call.
The mighty God of Israel. Mighty God of Israel, you are the mighty God of Israel. Throughout history, you have chosen Israel and its people as your own. You have called them the apple of your eye. Zechariah 2:8. You have promised to make them into a great nation and to bless those who bless Israel and to curse those who curse Israel. Through Israel, you have also delivered to all of humanity the unspeakable gift of salvation through one of their own, Jesus Christ. We praise you for how you weave your plan strategically throughout time to bring about the full manifestation of your kingdom agenda on earth. We marvel at the way you have used Israel to accomplish your plan from eternity past. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now we are going to get into the word for this evening. And I will play a selection. And after the selection, I will come back with a word. Praise God.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
God. My scripture reading for this message this evening is coming from John chapter 20, and we are going to read verses 1 through 18. Again, that's John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. Praise be to God. And it says, these verses and chapter is talking about Jesus risen from the dead. And it says, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciples outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stood and looked in and saw the linen wrapping lying there. But he did not go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciples who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still had not understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stood and looked up. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they have taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. it was Jesus. But she didn't recognize him. Dear woman, why are you crying? Jesus asked her. Who are you looking for? She thought he was the gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher. Don't cling to me, Jesus said, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go and find my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. Then she gave them his message. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. So Mary did not meet the risen Christ until she had discovered the empty tomb. She responded with joy and obedience by going to tell the disciples, we cannot meet Christ until we discover that he is indeed alive, that his tomb is empty. Are you filled with joy by this good news? And do you share it with others? Amen? Praise God. On the evening of November 9th, 1965, 15 minutes and 11 seconds past 5, the lights went out all over the northern eastern United States. There was a power failure in the great electric lines north of Niagara Falls. The breakdown occurred when the megawatts exceeded the 375 allowable megawatts in that grid. A small metal cup inside a black rectangle box began to revolve until it switched off the line and threw the current onto the four auxiliaries lines that also moved north. The switch tripled out until the unexpected load of the extra electric current in 2.7 seconds. All the electricity surging toward Toronto, Canada, and the far northeast had been routed back across Niagara Falls, south and east to New York City. 30 million people were affected that night. Some for as few as 3 minutes, many for as long as 13 hours. 100,000 people were trapped in the subways of New York. Reporting later that day were in a darkness so deep they thought they were buried. 250,000 flights had to be diverted from John F. Kennedy Airport to other landing places. The street traffic jammed up because the traffic lights would not function. In a moment, the street lights all flickered out and darkness covered the face of the earth. On the first Easter morning, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb while it was still dark. 2 days before, the earth had quaked and trembled. Fissures had opened in the ground. The skies had turned dark as the sun hid itself. And at midday, there was no light, only darkness. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Oh, Lord God, your word says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. We are totally dependent on your victory for our salvation. For the light that overcomes the darkness, we give you praise and rejoice in your presence. Use the offerings we give to bring life and joy to all who wait for the light to shine in their darkness. Through Jesus Christ, the light of the world, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 20, verse 1 in the RSV Bible. And it says, now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Darkness Gave Way. So right now, we're going to talk about all you have to do for darkness to come is remove the light. All you have to do for darkness to come is remove the light. You see, darkness is everywhere. Mary knew about darkness. She had been there with her Lord through Friday's darkness, patiently agonizing. She had stood with the other women and his mother at the cross, watching him die. As he died, they felt as well as saw. The darkness descended upon them. Now, unable to sleep, in the fourth watch, sometimes between 3 and 6 in the morning, she made her way to the tomb in the garden. No one was out at that hour. Mary had known other darkness. She came from the little town of Magdala, a town known for its licentiousness and wickedness. On the shores of the Sea of Galilee, the rabbis said it was because of its evil that Magdala lost its life. Only in recent years have archaeologists begun to excavate the ruins of the little city. In Luke chapter 8, the gospel writer recalls how Jesus met Mary with her seven demons. She had exorcism, the demons, and brought light. Jesus had exorcised and the demons and brought light to Mary's darkness. On the dark edge of sanity, Jesus had reached out to bring Mary back to the center of life, back to the light at the heart of life. Jesus had gone with Mary through the darkness, and now she had come to share for a while the darkness of his burial place. But when she got to the tomb, the stone cover was moved. She pierced into the gloomy and slowly knew that he was not there. She peered into the gloom and slowly knew that he was not there. The light removed the darkness in Mary. Mary did not know what had happened. She did not expect a resurrection. She simply knew that Jesus' body was not there. The most logical explanation was that someone had stolen his body away. Who knows what kind of horrible maliciousness to his earthly frame. So Mary ran and told Peter that someone had taken away her Lord. Peter came toward the tomb, walking first, then with increasing excitement, he began to run. His friend John ran with him. John got there first, only to stop outside. Peter knew no such description or timidity and immediately rushed into the darkness of the tomb. The light of the dawn had begun to disturb the light, the night darkness outside. But in the tomb, they hardly knew what to make of it all. Jesus was not there. But still, they had no thought of the resurrection. They went back to their homes, but not Mary. Mary would not leave. She stayed behind, weeping. It may surprise you that Mary mistook Jesus for a gardener. There are two reasons, perhaps. The scripture says the angels were there when she came back to the edge of the tomb and looked in. They were clothed in white. The Greek word means white, not like a linen cloth, but glistering, shining, and dazzling. Besides the radiance of the light, Mary was in tears. She had been crying since Friday. Dazed, dazzled by the light, her eyes washed in tears. She saw Jesus but thought him to be the gardener. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek? And Mary replied, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Love and pathos, generosity and courage were enveloped in that statement. Strong men had taken Jesus' body down from the cross and carried it to the garden tomb. Some had been afraid to stand with Jesus as he died, but not Mary. Do you know how Mary realized who Jesus was? Not by sight, nor by the sound of his voice. It was the specific word he spoke, her name. Mary, he said. Then she knew who he was. Mary and the disciples believed God had taken up the struggles with darkness and the sin that had held his creation in bondage. They had seen him die. They had helped place him in the tomb. Now Jesus was alive, and they knew God had only just begun the battle. Out of those clothes that had wrapped our Lord came the resurrected Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world, the light for our darkness, Jesus the Savior. All he had to do was call her name, and she knew he was Jesus. The darkness fled from her spirit in the presence of Jesus as darkness flees the earth in the presence of the rising sun. John uses the theme of light and darkness all the way through his gospel. It is no accident that he told about Mary coming to the tomb while it was dark. This phrase caused one to think back to the way John began the gospel. In John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It was dark when Mary approached the tomb, but the darkness did not have the last word that day. Jesus had warned earlier in his ministry in John 12:35 in the RSV, walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. The darkness is pervasive, just as evil is pervasive. Darkness will swallow us up if the light does not shine. Jesus said that men loved in John 3:19 in the RSV, darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. Jesus invited people to consider that he was in John 8:12 in the RSV, the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And then Jesus said in John 12:46 in the RSV Bible, I have come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Mary knew about believing. She knew about Jesus, who had given her another chance at life. She believed, and the darkness had to flee. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Where the darkness in your life, on the edge of your life, have the dark clouds begun to gather? Or is it already later than that for you? Almost suffocated beneath the weight of your rebellion. Sick unto death became because of the nature of your sin. Have you lost hope in this world? Walking in your own way and stubbornly resisting the grace of God, seeking peace at your own pace and joy at your own price. Have you come to the place where you know the darkness is finally going to conquer you? Think of it this way. Suppose that one day the earth were suddenly to break out of its own orbit, no longer to revolve around the sun, but where to fly farther and farther away into the cold mist of space. Spaceship Earth run amok. Men and women would wait for the coming of spring, but it would never come. We would wait with weariness for the birds return and the buds to come to the trees. But never would there be a sign of spring, only deeper and ever deeper into winter we would travel. Meanwhile, we would be saying to one another, surely tomorrow spring will come. But still nothing happened. As we travel faster and faster into the darkness, no spring, no summer, only the deadly coldness that grips the earth as we whirl further and further away. Until at last, the truth broke upon us that we were doomed. And with a great and bitter cry, we would know we were lost in the darkness. Paraphrase from James S. Stewart, The Baptist Messenger, March 27, 1975. Many people feel darkness like that. For some, it is loss of hope that life can ever be different from what it is. A young man pleads with his pastor, tell me how my life can change. I have tried everything to be accepted and find my place, but nothing works. For others, it is the sense of darkness as they look at their country. The faces change, but the broken promises continue. The moral courage required to stand against pornography and racism and drug traffic are sadly lacking. Others are frightened for a world that seems to have lost its moorings and is drifting in dark. Uncharted space, others suffer from loneliness in the midst of a busy world. most serious of all is the darkness suffered by those who leave God out of their lives. Jesus is the true light. All other lights is temporary and reflected. The darkness cannot forever be kept back by any substitute light pretending to be the light of the world. To ignore God and his son Jesus Christ is to run to darkness. Praise be to God. Is to run to darkness. If Christ gave his life as a ransom and then did not take it again, it would have indicated that his giving it was not accepted as satisfaction. It was a great trial to Mary that the body was gone. Weak believers often make something a matter of complaint, which is really just ground of hope and matter of joy. It is well when those more honored than others. With the privilege of disciples are more active than others in the duty of disciples, more willing to take pains and run hazards in a good work. We must do our best and neither envy those who can do better, nor despise those who do as well as they can. Though they come behind, the disciples whom Jesus loved in a special manner and who therefore in a special manner loved Jesus, was foremost the love of Christ more than anything else will make us to abound in every duty. He that was behind was Peter, who had denied Christ. A sense of guilt hinders us in the service of God. As yet, the disciples knew not the scripture that Christ must rise again from the dead. We are likely to seek and find. When we seek with affection and seek in tears, but many believers complain of the clouds and darkness they are under, which are methods of grace for humbling their souls, modifying their sins, and enduring Christ to them. A sight of angels and their smiles will not suffer. Without a sight of Jesus and God's smile in him, none know, but those who have tasted it, the sorrows of a deserted soul, which has had comfortable evidence of the love of God in Christ and hopes of heaven, but has now lost them and walks in darkness. Such a wounded spirit, who can bear? Christ, in manifesting himself to those that seek him, often outdoes their expectations. See how Mary's heart was in earnest to find Christ Jesus. Christ's way of making himself known to his people is by his word. His word applied to their souls, speaking to them in particular. My master, see with what pleasure those who love Jesus speak of his authority over him. He forbids her to dote upon his bodily presence. Observe the relation to God. From union with Christ, inasmuch as we partake of a divine nature, Christ's Father is our Father. And since he partakes of the human nature, our God is his God. Christ's ascension into heaven dared to plead for us is likewise an unspeakable comfort. Let them not think this earth is to be their home and rest. Their eye and aim and earnest desire must be upon another world. This ever must be upon their hearts. I ascended. Therefore, I must seek the things which are above. And let those who know the word of Christ endeavor that others should get good from their knowledge. And as I bring this message to a close for this evening, I just want to say my conclusion. Praise God. God calls us back to light. Into the dark night of the soul comes the light of the world. Flourish the trumpets, the living Savior comes. Roll the victory candace on a thousand drums. Let the anthem swell from a thousand tongues. He is living. He is living. The Lord of light. He is alive. Amen. I pray that this message is alive, excuse me. If you would live, bid the darkness flee. Invite the light of God in Jesus Christ to dispel your darkness. In him, there is no darkness at all. In him, the darkness give way. He is risen. He is risen. Hallelujah. He is risen. Praise be to God. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. He is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is risen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church to further your walk with Christ. Amen. And read your Bible every day. All of your answers and questions is in this book. All you have to do, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to anything that you want to know in the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. My benediction for this message is coming from Jude. Verses 24 and 25, and it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and keep you. Watch over you and your family on this Good Friday and on Resurrection Day. We love you. We thank you. And tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when I will come with a word from the Lord. And following the word of the Lord, our own psalmist, Barbara Amore, will be here with our poetry, and following the poetry will be our associate pastor, Kathy and Stephen Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministries, and talk in the sanctuary. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening and a blessed evening. Good night. And shalom, everyone. And we will leave out on "All Belongs to You" by the Wiki Tones. Praise God. Good night. We love you. And thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another.
sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me. As I once again follow you, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.